Breaking news, the Mueller report is released to the American people.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Today on the broadcast, Stan Bennett, Washington, D.C., Andy Economy, also Washington, D.C., and the Mueller report has been released. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, we have it right here. It's a pretty heavy read for the American people, but as we're seeing right now in the media, people are already jumping to specific page numbers. You may have seen, and again, this is all predicated on kind of what part of the country you live in, what time you're at work, what time, it's the day before Good Friday. So it's all predicated on what, I believe a lot of this is predicated on what you kind of saw. Did you see the press conference from the Attorney General, Bill Barr? Did you see the statements have you seen the media reports that have followed? I don't think that they've still, have they gone to a commercial break yet on like an NBA, like the major networks have not gone to a commercial break. You know, we're live on the broadcast too. So if you listen to this broadcast, we're going live at noon Eastern time. And so if you get it later in the day, that's where we've been at for today, just to make it clear to everybody who's listening to the broadcast. That's where we are. But we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. My dad will be joining us too on the broadcast today. I want to go right to Than Bennett. Than, Washington was on edge. The news has been reported since last night. We saw the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, come out with a press conference. The left was just not happy with the conclusion of this report. They already knew where the conclusion were going, but they didn't want to accept what the Attorney General told them weeks ago. And they were still hoping that they would find in Bob Mueller's report a conclusion that wasn't there.
Yeah, Jordan, you got a reiteration today from the Attorney General of what that bottom line conclusion was. I thought he was very thorough. I thought he was very sober. I thought he was very straightforward. And I thought it was important, Jordan, that he communicated to the American people that this is his report. He was questioned whether or not or why the special counsel was not up there with him. And he said, the special counsel works for me. He reported to me. And I am here to share with you the conclusions. But you're right, Jordan. The reaction from Capitol Hill, at least on the Democrat side of the aisle, it was pre-written. I mean, you already have Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, calling for the special counsel to testify. By the way, the Attorney General said he didn't have any objection to that.
Go ahead. What's he going to say any different than what they're going to read in 400 and plus pages? They're going to get the same information, which is there was no collusion. And now the media loves. I mean, that's what their big story was, because it was interesting. It was Russia. That was the interesting story. Obstruction of justice is not that interesting, especially when there is no collusion. I mean, so it's really a legal stretch. And you see all these commentators on TV who obviously aren't lawyers trying to make these legal conclusions. And I think that, again, no one has been hiding from them. It's like, how many times do you tell? Okay, the president's been saying it. He gets underscored by Bob Mueller and a team who's not that friendly. Let's be quiet. I'm telling you, it's a friendly report. It is, again, these are the government officials that were going after the president, trying to actively find. When they couldn't find collusion, they tried to jump to something else to go after the president on, and they still couldn't. And that is not enough, I guess, for the media today. I mean, but again, legal pontificators as they are. 1-800-684-3110. To talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. We're live today on Jay Sekulow Live, taking your phone calls right now. 1-800-684-3110 is the Mueller report. Release the American people. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Report has been released. Facebook and Periscope, you can see. I mean, this is again, and my dad's going to be joining us too on the broadcast. And so we'll, and you may have seen him on the media already. We'll play some of those sound. He was on NBC network. Have they gone to a break yet? Still focused, yeah. I mean, the big question here, how much is media? How much of it is, I think, we're all taking seriously, it's a serious time for the country. But then again, people are at work today. People have, you know, responsibilities. They're going into a very busy weekend. Whether it's Easter, Passover, it's a busy time in the country with a lot of obligations that people have. And again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 on the Mueller Report. I mean, it's out. It's been released to the American people. Let's go to Bill in Wyoming on line one. Bill, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, thanks for all your work that you're doing. Could you help me with some confusion here? When they hired Mueller to do the special counsel, he was the man of the hour. He was going to find the truth and all this. And then when the AG, Mr. Barr, got on there and he was going to find the truth, we even went to the interview and he was also the man of the hour.
Yep.
Now when they find out what happened, that this business with Russia and Trump is false, they're kind of saying, what's with these guys? Are they trying to hide something? Could you help me with that?
Yes. They had to play up somebody each step of the way because everything kept getting knocked down. And Andy, as Than's acknowledged, there's never going to be a full acceptance by the House Judiciary Committee led by the left, at least going into the 2020 election. I think they look ridiculous. I think to the American people, it's a pretty much a losing strategy. And, you know, to have the Adam Schiff types, to have the Jerry Nadler. I think the moment was today. I don't know if we have that soundbite because it was a moment today where they thought, okay, we're going to get Bill Barr on this. We're going to say, Andy, are you going to let Bob Mueller testify? And he said, sure. And then that was that.
I mean,
it was no big deal. Do you have the sound? Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Your Democrats in Congress have asked for Robert Mueller himself to testify. Robert Mueller remains a Justice Department employee as of this moment. Will you permit him to testify publicly to Congress?
I have no objection to Bob Mueller personally testifying.
So there it is. I mean, every time they think they're going to grab them, Andy, on some specific point, they go back to, I think, the general, which is sure. Fine. I mean, you're not going to find anything. The worst you're going to hear from Bob Mueller is not going to be anything different than these 400 pages. That would be bizarre.
No, I mean, he has exploded into 400 pages of talk about this, that, and the other that he is engaged in 22 months in, and he's put it down in paper. I don't think he's going to change what his position is. Look, it's the Department of Justice's and any prosecutor's responsibility to do one of two things. You either prosecute a criminal case because you believe that you can prove the elements beyond a reasonable doubt, or you decline to prosecute a criminal case because you don't have the evidence that you feel you can convince a jury. There's no such thing as not exonerate. There is no department, a section of the Department of Justice called the Section on Non-Exoneration. You either prosecute or you don't. Mueller found that there was no evidence here of collusion with the Russians by any U.S. person affiliated with the Trump Organization or otherwise, and he found that there was no obstruction of justice. Period. The end. The case is over.
They're irked. I mean, they're irked. They still don't want to accept it. And we're hours into this today, where they can read it for themselves there. They don't want to accept it, whether it's in the report. They didn't want to accept it 3 weeks ago. They've got to make up a new narrative. And they're forgetting, we are taking for granted as a country, Than, this idea too, this major talking point. And I was watching my dad do the interview with Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie this morning, right before we went on the air on NBC, broadcast to the whole country. We are now taking for granted this idea that collusion wasn't there. There was nothing there. And no collusion, and that is just being thrown around by the Lester Holtz and Savannah. Like that's no big deal, coming up with a way to go after the president.
Yeah, never mind that was the reason the special counsel was appointed in the first place. I mean, they almost had to, like you said, Jordan, they're looking for somewhere else to land. So they try to land on the obstruction claim, and then that gets knocked down. Jordan, I think the next one they're going to land on, and this would be a mistake if they do it, I think the next one they'll land on will be the redactions. But if you read through this report, as I hope people do, Jordan, there's almost nothing redacted, especially in the obstruction section. There's virtually nothing redacted, and the White House did not invoke any privilege for any of those. It was all decisions made by the special counsel and the prosecutors. And Jordan, here's the other thing. I am just waiting for a member of Congress to step up to the microphone and make that claim, because the attorney general said he is providing an unredacted copy to Congress except where prohibited by law. And so I expect you will see members of Congress make a claim that they're concerned about redactions, not realizing that they're being provided the unredacted
what
copy.
What can we take away the fact that none of them have said anything? I mean, that you don't have Jerry Nadler run into a microphone right now, and that you don't have Nancy Pelosi run. I know she's traveling, but still, I mean, this has now been over in a couple hours. The report's been, and they, again, it's like they didn't want to accept where the conclusion was going. Bill is not hiding anything. He told them where it's going to be, but they're running out to the media last night. They're not running out to the media right now.
Yeah, I'd say two things, Jordan. I think in the immediate wake of the release, they understand that this is a clear vindication for the president, and they don't quite know how to respond to that. I would give you the flip side of the coin for one member of Congress. Maxine Waters last night called the attorney general a lackey and a sycophant for President Trump. Jordan, when you resort to personal attacks on someone who's actually doing their job, unlike the last attorney general, this attorney general made a prosecutorial decision. When you resort to a personal attack, it means you don't have anything substantive on which to engage.
Yeah, I mean, where are they now? I know that they'll make their rounds to it, but it tells you a lot that they can't figure out what to say yet. And I watched a dozen people on CNN this morning who kept saying, well, Bill Barr is just going to be talking about process. And when he came out there, restated again facts that he stated once before, they were like floored. That was shocking. Shocking. Not inappropriate, but shocking. Here's my dad. This was just minutes ago on NBC talking about the obstruction issue, which is now the issue of the day, because we've accepted as a country, and I think the left, other than Adam Schiff, has pretty much for the most part accepted that there was no collusion, so we've got to move to this other issue. And at least the way the questions are being presented, they don't want to focus on that anymore. But here's my dad talking about the obstruction issue. We can put in air quotes, because if Bob Mueller couldn't bring the charge, even the charge, before we go to that, let me go to Andy on that. They're making the idea, Andy, like to bring the charge, you'd have to convict also. Like you'd be guilty there. They couldn't even bring the charge. They couldn't get enough together to bring the actual charge.
That's right. You've got to convince a jury that there's probable cause, and you as a prosecutor have to believe that you can convict, meet all the elements of the crime that you're going to ask the jury to indict on beyond a reasonable doubt. And Mueller and his investigative team of 18 prosecutors, most of which were Democrats, and really beholden to the other side, so to speak, they couldn't come up with any evidence that would convince a jury in their estimation, and that's their duty, that they could convict anybody of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. And they said so. There is no crime here. And then they come back with this gratuitous, stupid statement, but we can't exonerate. What do you mean you can't exonerate? You decline a criminal prosecution, and then you come up and you say, but you can't exonerate. Why can't you exonerate if you can't prosecute?
It is a very goofy sentence. I mean, I'll say it to be honest. We could print that one because we were looking at that before. It is a goofy sentence, but as the attorney general, the attorney general's not trying to hide it from the people. You can read for yourself how Bob Mueller's team tried to jump to that sentence. I mean, it's such a legalese. I think it was two sentences actually. But here's my dad talking about it on NBC. Let's play for people. Oh, okay, okay. We'll play it when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us now. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we're going to get to these issues. We're going to talk more about. Again, I think that also the media does this to people all the time, is that they accept that you've kind of like been with them on this whole narrative this morning. But I know you've been busy. I know you've had your obligations. So you may not have seen the Attorney General's entire 25-minute press conference at 9 a.m. Eastern time, you know, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. And so we're going to walk you through that. We're going to walk you through what has been said so far. For everybody listening, we're live at noon Eastern time today. So I know as people are combing through 400 plus pages, there will be other issues arising throughout the day. I think we're talking the big picture issues right now with the report. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. There's a lot to talk about, and we do want to hear from you, as we've been hearing from people today. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us today on the air on Jay Sekulow Live. We come back. Continue to analyze the Mueller report. It's been released to the American people. It's been released to Congress. I haven't seen a lot of Democrats yet. And every time they think, well, we'll get Bob Mueller to testify, you're not going to say anything different than what's in this report. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We were talking, and my dad's joining us now, and we were talking before we went to that break about the goofy Bob Mueller sentence that people, I think that, you know, even in the media, because it's very difficult to read out loud because of how bizarrely written it is. But imagine this. So again, you're speeding and the police then decide you weren't speeding or something. I don't know. If we have confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state, based on the facts, very fancy, based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, we're unable to reach that judgment. That is the bottom line to just bring a case. I mean, that is the bottom line to bring. People are acting on television kind of like that's to convict someone. I mean,
read the rest of the article. Read the rest of the paragraph, Jordan, because I think it's important. Read the rest of the paragraph where it says we also don't accuse him about. And then I'm going to put the whole thing in context.
Yeah, I mean, so we will pull the full paragraph and we'll go through it for people.
Let me say what it says. So it says, but also we don't have evidence. We're not saying that he committed a crime. So here's what you have. When you don't have evidence that the person committed a crime, guess what you don't bring? A criminal case. So this is, look, if they had an obstruction case against the president, trust me, they would have brought it. They did not. What did they do instead? They wrote a reluctant declination letter. That's what this monolith is, this 400-plus pages. And I want to say this. I think this is really important. The whole basis upon which this thing started, this Russia collusion, on page 2 of this report, the second page of this report, what do they say? They say there is no collusion. Period. Not a question, nothing.
Is it an apology? It's like, I think Andy said it, it's like an apology to the Democrat Party, which is pretty partisan.
We let you down. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that what is that what's
400
Andy's
pages.
Saying?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, guys, you Democrats and leftists, I tried so hard to find collusion and obstruction of justice here. 22 months, 19 lawyers, all loyalists to the Democrats, 40 FBI agents out there asking questions, and we couldn't do it. I'm so sorry. I regret to do it, but I can't find collusion and I can't find obstruction of justice. Woe is me.
It's very important for people to understand this, that this was a 22-month investigation just with the special counsel. It started as Operation Crossfire Hurricane a year before that. And the conclusion at the beginning is the same conclusion at the end, that there was no collusion and that they have no evidence upon which they can recommend an obstruction charge. And when you don't have evidence of recommending an obstruction charge, guess what you don't do? Bring an obstruction case, which they did not. So, you know, I've just done a bunch of media interviews, and it's very interesting to see the reactions on this, because I think at the end of the day, people know what happened here. And but the fact that the president of the United States had to go through this for 3 years, 2 years, which he knew about, should never happen to another president again. And he had the right to speak out and defend himself, and he did. And that they were trying to make his statements a basis of, I called it obstruction by tweet. And that's not a valid legal theory. But it was interesting that Bill Barr said, even though they disagreed with the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel, and that's the Supreme Court section, I call it, of the Department of Justice, that's the law section, said they didn't agree with the Department of Justice, with the special counsel's interpretation of the obstruction law. What did Bill Barr say? Even so, we viewed the facts through the lens that Bob Mueller said the law was, and still concluded there was no obstruction, nor did Bob Mueller conclude there was obstruction. And Andy, prosecutor's job is not exoneration.
No, it is not the job of a prosecutor, after looking at the evidence and making a prosecutorial analysis, to say, I don't exonerate. That, I think, is absolutely unprofessional and improper. You either indict or you close the case and decline prosecution. You don't say, but we don't exonerate. What does that mean? I've prosecuted for 40 years. I have never said to a defendant, well, I'm not going to prosecute you, but I'm not going to exonerate you either. That is what's called a meaningless utterance.
Well, they came up.
That's what that is.
I mean, listen, we know that the American people are going to look at this through the taxpayers' lens, how much they paid for this investigation, which led to nothing on Russia. That was the interesting part. That was the part that the media loved until today. I mean, it was interesting that to watch you on. That is now being accepted fact by Lester Holt and everybody that, you know, there's no collusion. No one is challenging that because they made Bob Mueller out to be their hero. And so if Bob Mueller said it, I mean, how many times do they have to hear it? They didn't want to accept it when it was Bill Barr. So he told them 3 weeks ago, but they, you know, Nadler couldn't accept that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't see any of them rushing to the cameras right now either.
No. So here's what you have, though. I think this is really, you bring up a really good point. So you have this whole overarching theory of law that made no sense from the beginning. You had no collusion from the beginning. I mean, they had to know early on there was nothing to this. And the end result of that is that to put the country through this, which they did, and spend $37 million to do it, I think is a sad commentary. Having said that, it's done.
Yeah,
it's finished. And now the House wants to do all their investigation. You think they're going to issue 2,500 subpoenas, thousands of witness interviews? No, they're not.
No.
So that's just the reality. So look, I want to say that this has been a good day for the country and a good day for the president.
Yeah, I mean that was another overarching part of it is that no American was found to be working. Not just Trump.
Correct.
Not like. Affiliated or outside groups, no one was found to be working with the Russians, which I think is a pretty good commentary on the American people where we stand today, is that no one was willing to do the Russians' bidding for them.
Correct. You're 100% correct. And the end result was there was never collusion, there was not collusion, and there was no collusion. And that was the basis upon which this entire inquiry started. And there was nothing there.
You know,
and then to allege obstruction on an overarching crime that doesn't exist, you saw what happened with that. They couldn't make the case.
This is the interesting part about what you're doing today with all this media. These were the same media folks who were still betting that they were somehow going to find some kind of collusion or something. You still had Adam Schiff saying it. You know, there is collusion, and we're going to find that out in the Mueller report. And then when they don't today, that is the bizarre part, how accepted that is, I think. And
do you remember that whole discussion about the Trump Tower meeting on June 9th? And it was, you know, the sinister meeting. And they were all. And what did Bob Mueller say? Well, just as a matter of law, there was not even under what was alleged even was not a violation of the law.
Yeah.
It wasn't even what took place, but what was alleged was not. So, but they put the entire country through this charade for, you know, a year and a half or more. And I think we just have to be really clear on that.
Yeah, but they're going to try and continue to keep people. I mean, I don't know how much more past you get it to Easter week. I'm sure that they're regenerated again. They're going to try. You know, we're going to bring Bob Mueller.
You know what
before.
I say?
I mean, so what?
You know what I say?
Bob Mueller's not going to say anything different than 400 plus pages.
Let me tell you what I say. Good Yontif.
Yeah.
Happy Passover
from the
Happy Pontiff. Right. Happy Easter. Good day for the country.
Yep.
All right, Jordan.
All right. 1-800-684-3110. We are going to start taking your phone calls when we come back from this break to analyze, again, the Mueller report's been released to the American people. All these different points, they're being debated right now in our country, and you're debating it live. You can't get anywhere else. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live, taking your phone calls, taking your comments, answer your questions as we cut through all of the noise today. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, 1-800-684-3110, second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. We are talking, of course, the Mueller report has been released to the American people and to Congress. And, you know, the big issue was all the redaction, and then not that many redactions. So that's not being discussed much, at least while we're live at noon Eastern time here on Jay Sekulow Live. I don't see that much. I don't see the same kind of running to the – you know, we saw initially from Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler, well, we have to hear from Bob Mueller. No one's objecting to that. That's fine. I mean, you're hearing from Bob Mueller in the 400 pages. You could hear from him in your committee hearing as well. You're not going to get the conclusion that you want. And the liberal media still acting shocked, which I think is part of their game because they want to – act shocked on the Russia issue part of the issue, and they want to just act almost caught off guard. So they've got to all become legal analysts on this issue of obstruction, which still these seasoned prosecutors whose only job was to bring cases against Donald Trump and his associates could not bring. I mean, that's the truth. Go play all the sound bites about how great Bob Mueller is from the Democrats. He couldn't figure out how to bring the case. If there was, and we know, Andy, that's because there was no case.
There was no case. You know, this was obviously contrived to discredit the President of the United States. It was done. It started before he was even running for office in the counterintelligence investigation during his campaign. They couldn't believe that he won. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? The president won. We have to discredit him. Otherwise, we have to oust him from office. We have to have a coup d'etat. And the top officials in the Justice Department, I'm not saying the lying agents, but the top officials contrived this investigation. And then Comey was fired. Oh, what a wonderful pretext, obstruction of justice. The investigation went forward anyway, Jordan. It didn't stop because Comey was fired. Painstakingly, it went through. Mueller was appointed. They didn't even have the courtesy to tell the President of the United States that Mueller was appointed as special counsel. The President never fired him, never failed, never asserted executive privilege, never withheld a document, acceded to giving answers to multiple questions under oath, under penalty of perjury. What else do you want? And finally, the investigation now is public. The report is out. The book has been disseminated. We have no obstruction of justice. We have no collusion. And the Democrats are seething because they can't tolerate that fact.
It is. I mean, it literally is the book right there. Let's go right to the phones. Scott in Colorado, online 5. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Okay. Hi, guys. Thanks for my call. Yeah. The Democrats are to me, are causing just a sandstorm of confusion. They're trying to keep this false narrative alive. They're parsing terms, looking for legal loopholes, spying versus surveillance, you know, collusion versus, quote, criminal conspiracy. But I think they're committing two fallacies of logic here as well, not just laws of civil laws, but also laws of logic. And the first is the law of non-contradiction. If something's true, then its opposite cannot be true. So if Trump is not guilty, as the evidence shows, then he can't be guilty. And the second fallacy of logic, I believe, is called a non sequitur, meaning in this case, just because this doesn't mean that. Just because Attorney General Barr is the Attorney General under Trump does not mean he's not professional, does not mean he's not objective.
Yeah. Well, I love the line, handpicked Attorney General. What Attorney General is not? I mean, again, Than, these are the conferred positions. It's not the entire Department of Justice, but, I mean, the DOJ is not the IRS. It's not like there's only one political appointee there. The entire department is run by political appointees, every single division.
And that's actually the point. The person that's making these prosecutorial decisions is supposed to have that political accountability. That's why it was so unfortunate. That unfortunate's a kind word, frankly, when Attorney General Loretta Lynch refused to do that. That is exactly the point. It's the Attorney General's job to make that decision.
All right, we'll continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Take your phone calls live today on Jay Sekulow Live. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Everyone's going to have time to go through the Mueller report. You've got the long weekend. You've got whether it's Good Friday, whether it's Easter weekend, whether it's Passover you're celebrating, or if you're celebrating all of them. Again, I think that the line by line analysis and the attempt by the media to do that as well is pretty. It's an interesting exercise that we're going through as a country right now, and unique to this day. I would say Bill Barr said it today. He got asked by this reporter, "Well, is this unprecedented?" He said, "Well, have you seen any precedent for this?" He said, "The reporter said, well, no." I mean, you get asked questions by 20-year-olds. They weren't even quick enough to try to compare the Clinton issue, but that's not comparable either. So we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to him. Cody in Florida on line 3. Cody, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, sir.
Hey, you're on the air.
I just wanted to get into the fact of the obstruction. You know, that's going to be the next big fight. But my thing is how can you obstruct an illegal investigation? You know, they illegally attained.
We say it's going to be the next big fight. I want to make it clear to everybody. If Bob Mueller teams couldn't find it, I'm not worried about some member of Congress. You know, I don't think, and I think for most, for the conservatives out there, someone right out of law school or even seasoned. I mean, these are the most seasoned prosecutors you could find, Andy. If they can't do it, I'm not worried about the committee staff of the House Judiciary Committee, really. They may drag this on, but I think that that's actually politically dangerous for the left.
I think it's politically foolish for them to do it. But we have to realize the purpose of the Congress is to investigate for purposes of legislation. That's their job. They're not an adjudicatory body. They're not a jury. It is not their business to determine whether someone is innocent or guilty of a crime. Their job is ultimately that of what? The legislative branch of government. Now, the executive branch of government has made a decision that there is no crime. There was no collusion, which isn't a crime anyway, but no interference by any member of the Trump organization or campaign or any U.S. citizen to collude with the Russians or conspire with them to interfere with the election, ergo no obstruction of justice. That should end it. But for the Democrats, it is not the end of it. They will spin this out, as you say, for a while until everybody gets tired of hearing it, and then we'll move on to something productive, I hope.
Here's Bill Barr taking that question about this kind of unprecedented nature. It was like a 12-year-old asking the question. And again, here's the exchange.
You face an unprecedented situation. It just seems like there's a lot of effort to say to go out of your way to acknowledge how this.
Well, is there another precedent for it?
No, but it's unusual.
Okay, so unprecedented is an accurate description, isn't it?
Yes, but okay. What do you?
And it is. I mean, it's not the Clinton matter. Then Washington can try to take us all on another ride. I don't know. You know, at first it was not enough to hear from, you know, Jeff Sessions recused himself, Rod Rosenstein. You know, that's not enough. So you got to hear from Bill Barr, but that's not enough. And then you hear from Bob Mueller, but that's not enough. And then, you know, Bob Mueller's going to testify. And by the way, that won't be any different. I mean, they try to build these guys up like they are even more zealous than they are. These are not people who I go back and look at their history. It's not trying to attack them. It's just go back and look at their testimony. They're not like going to come out fiery if they couldn't figure it out on paper. I mean, I think that's the big point. If they can't figure out how to get you on paper, they're not going to come out. They're not just like, they're not politicians. They're longtime government prosecutors.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, words have meaning. If something hasn't happened before, it is by definition unprecedented. So it was just terribly petty to nitpick about that word when it was actually factually accurate. But Jordan, this is the danger of Congress focusing only on the politics of this situation. And we know from a lot of work in this space that they do that frequently. But Jordan, Andy talked about the fact that he hopes that they return to something productive. Look, there are some productive things that need to be done in this space. I mean, Congress should be looking at making sure there are protections in the FISA process to make sure that Americans are not spied on moving forward. How about focus on those protections rather than just the political atmospherics of all of this? How about making sure that when there's political animus inside the Department of Justice, as was clearly the case here, we look at getting that under control and provide some oversight there? How about making sure when there's a culture of leaking, as the Inspector General found and as he is continuing to look at? And by the way, why wouldn't there have been a culture of leaking if the director of the FBI himself was doing it? How about, Jordan, Congress focus on those productive things? That is why they are there. And Andy talked about how they are there for legislative purposes. Many of those things, Jordan, require some legislative tweaking. They certainly require oversight. I would beg of them to focus on those matters because, Jordan, if we're going to keep this from happening again, that's what it's going to take.
They don't want to focus on the aspect, remember, it's the Trump campaign. They couldn't find any. They didn't say that Russia didn't try to interfere. No one has made that case online, but no one is talking about actually looking into that, figuring that out with the intelligence community. It's, oh, if we couldn't score a political point, then what are we going to do? This is my dad on NBC talking about the obstruction. So let's take a listen.
People are just trying to ingest this.
Sure.
What's your understanding now, having read the report, of what exactly Mueller determined on obstruction and the reason why he felt he could not make that prosecutorial judgment call?
Because they had the insufficiency of the evidence that they had could not reach the standard necessary for an obstruction charge. In other words, in the way they put the report out, and you'll get to it as you read it, is they will talk about a particular act. As it relates, for instance, there was, remember the question surrounding General Flynn. And when they went to look at the General Flynn comments, what happens is they make the determination that there was not evidence that the president knew that Flynn had discussed sanctions, and there was not an impediment to the ongoing investigation of General Flynn. So those were two conclusions that then prevent you from making a determination. Now, remember what they say at the end, where they say we don't exonerate him, but we don't find criminal conduct either. Generally, a prosecutor's job is not an exoneration. It's a declination or a prosecution. So in essence, this is a lengthy declination document, not the way it would normally be written under the Justice Department manual. And what Bill Barr said today, I think, is important. Even though they disagreed with the legal theory that was being advocated by Bob Mueller's team, by the special counsel, even looking at it through that lens, they found no obstructive act.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Art in California on line one. Art, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for everything you guys do, and really one of the few outlets speaking about this. Look, I think from the very beginning, and Chuck Schumer stated it from the get-go, that one of their main things in the focus, their party, is basically resistance. So if that resistance is even at the cost of the taxpayers' money, and also to continue on in investigations, which really are ending up nowhere but dead ends, a lot of this is predicated upon lies that they are trying to seed and plant in the ground, which, you know, we're finding out are not to be true. So I think that, you know, this is going to continue. They're going to try to turn over rocks and open doors to try to find something that's going to be able to stick to this president. But for them, unfortunately, they're finding that there's nothing there. So I think that, you know, as we go into election cycles and whatnot, they're going to continue. And this is, I don't think it's going to end. I think the American people, you know, are pretty much, unfortunately, at the expense of all this. Rather than spending time and dollars with the national security and borders and things of that nature, they just want to continue to go after Trump. And as far as the exoneration, that statement is there's no value there. I mean, there's nothing prosecutorial, and yet they're saying, oh, well, we're not going to exonerate. I mean, I do agree and concur with your colleague there. It's ludicrous. But once again, as I stated, it's all built on lies and fabrications of it. And the resistance is going to continue. Unfortunately, it is within the White House and against our president.
Yeah, and listen, I don't disagree with any of that. I think that these individuals at the risk of our country. Remember what the allegation is to even start this investigation, that our president is a Russian agent. I mean, that is you are doing this at the risk of ripping apart the fabric of the country. But then that was where it all started, was that the president of the United States is an agent of the Russian Federation.
Yeah, Jordan, this is about so much more than a waste of resources or a waste of dollars, this whole effort. Your dad said something along the lines of they must have known early on in this process that there was no collusion there. Jordan, if that's true, how much needless pain did the country go for? And by the way, that, you know, the dollars are trivial here. Any president, Jordan, Republican, Democrat, independent, or otherwise, for the good of the country, has a right to establish a government and try to get policy off the ground, try to form a government and actually govern. Jordan, this was an attempt to undermine that, and it was built on a faulty premise. It's more than dollars. That's a pretty serious thing, Jordan.
All right, here we go. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. When we come back, we're going to continue to take those questions you have, comments you have as well. It's a place to kind of let it vent today and also ask questions as well as we work through the Mueller report as a country. As you said, you know, this was something that it was very divisive for our country. It's time to, I think, come together. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms and are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
This is a wonderful question. So the media knows, even if they don't want to accept, reports coming out today, Mueller report is coming out today, and it's going to find there's no collusion, which is their big, interesting part of the story, right? So working with the Russia, is the U.S. president an agent of the Russian Federation? May sound an interesting storyline. You could have ripped the country apart, but for, I think, the American people never bought it. So because the American people never bought it, I don't think that it got to that next level. But, we're pretty divisive. Much more divisive, I think. You can't get more divisive, a 50-50 country on every single issue. And that is, again, I think that a lot of that, has been underscored by this. So they got their political talking points in for as long as they could, not fully wanting to accept what has happened. But did Lester Holt ask this to my dad? Should we feel better or worse about our president today? One, I mean, it's to his lawyer, which is a unique person to be asking. But also this game of feel better or worse, we know where they stand. I mean, we know where they are politically. These are people who are always going to feel worse so long as he's president. But take a listen.
Let me ask this question as the only non-lawyer in this conversation. This appears, based on what we've seen, a good day for the president here. But let's talk about the American public. Given those 10 items listed, I think more than 10, of potential obstruction of justice, should we feel better or worse about our president today?
Better. Because, number one, every American should be glad to know that there were no attempts by the president or people that were with this campaign to interfere as the Russians were doing in the election. And that is clear and unequivocal. With regard to the obstruction, remember the basis upon which this president was responding to each of the acts that are discussed in this report. And he's responding based on the fact that he was under an investigation that he knew was not right and was, let's be realistic, irregular from the outset. And we don't have to rehearse all those facts again. And what he did, and I think this is what's appropriate here, he responded. His responses did not reach the level of obstruction because look what has happened. Bob Mueller completed and delivered his report. The FBI concluded its investigation. The process went forward and was completed.
Real quick,
there was no obstruction.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Raj calling from Virginia, online for Raj. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Thank you for such perceptive comments and interpretations. And I can't tell you how much I thank the Lord for the specificity and the accuracy which you brought to the whole situation.
We appreciate it. So thank you.
Blessings on you. Blessings on you much. While we can't go over all the things which have happened, what are the consequences? We are $30 million short, we the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And these $30 million were a direct result of the falsehood, the false claims, even the leakages from members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, and their staff. I want to go to Andy because Andy, as my dad said, the conclusion on Russia, this was very early in the investigation. So the issue that was the most divisive for the American people, that was the most divisive in the issue of our president is a Russian agent. That was the allegation by Adam Schiff. That's the allegation by Jerry Nadler. That is what there still is. That is what you'd have to allege to get to that issue.
That's right.
And still, with that issue, that was done. That was clear from also this investigation is that was the front-loaded question. And then it was, okay, what are we going to get this president on?
Well, that's exactly right. The idea that the presidential candidate, that Donald Trump was an agent of the Russians, is ludicrous. It is stupid. It is false. It is foolish. It makes no sense. It is childish. And then they said, now that we've got this narrative out there, let's just formulate some means by which we can make it a bona fide narrative that will lead to an investigation. And as the caller said, that we're $30 million out, and can we do anything about it? Not right now. No, you can't. We've wasted the money that should have been diverted to other good things that the United States should engage in and doing. Instead, we had what the president called, and correctly so, a hoax from the beginning, and it's a hoax at the end. When you continue to say that I find no crime, no obstruction, no collusion, but I don't exonerate. What in the world? I keep coming back to that, Jordan. What in the world does that mean? It means nothing. You either find someone guilty or not guilty, or you prosecute or you don't. You don't have this limbo state of non-exoneration.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, that's the foolishness of this whole thing.
People may not want to say it today. But I think as we, you know, because we're doing this analysis live, and as I keep hearing, Andy, I mean, this was, I think Bob Mueller had his Jim Comey moment in that sentence. This is a goofy sentence, and this is what he's going to remember for the rest of his life, is that goofy sentence, which is some backhanded way of prosecutors who are never the judge, who never get to decide if someone is guilty. They couldn't even bring the charge. I mean, that is, I still underscore that point. They didn't have enough to bring the charge. That's not even get a conviction. That's just to get into court. That's
right. You know, you come back when you exonerate, and I keep saying, exonerate from what? I cannot exonerate him or do not exonerate him from what?
Yeah.
From what? From having been elected and inaugurated and served for 2.5+ years or so as president of the United States, and I can't stand that, so I've got to throw that gratuitous statement in there?
Yep.
That's all this was.
Yep. Okay.
And Mueller, as a prosecutor and ex-FBI director, ought to have known better.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't read the report.
He may not have.
You have to wonder, always, Washington. I don't say that totally as offhandedly, because we know from Nancy Pelosi and others, you got to pass it before you find out what's in it, before you read it.
You got to pass it so we can see how great it is.
Here is my dad on NBC. Take a listen.
But there were numerous campaign contacts with Russians. You admit that this was a fair subject matter of investigation by our FBI.
Well, look, here's what I'm going to tell you. This investigation was going on since 2016. And Peter Strzok said there is no there months after it started. They knew there was nothing there. They morphed this into an obstruction case. There was no underlying crime, and there ended up being no obstruction.
And within the last half hour, the president again calling this a hoax. It should never happen to another president again.
I hope it doesn't happen
to
another president.
But can you have it both ways?
Yeah.
Can you call it vindication and great for us, and at the same time call it a hoax? What is it?
Well, it is. The basis upon which this investigation took place, including the FISA warrants, were irregular at best, illegal in many cases, unauthorized. American citizens shouldn't be put through this. And then, of course, the president has been vindicated, because not only has and it's very important here, not only has Bob Mueller concluded that there was no collusion with the Russians, which was the whole basis upon which this started, and I'm hopeful that every American's glad to know that. And then number two, and I think equally important here, that even under a twisted theory of obstruction, I call it obstruction by tweet, even under that twisted theory, they could not write up a report on obstruction. Believe me, if they could have determined that there was obstruction, they would have written that in this report. They did not. It's a lengthy, reluctant declination letter.
Jay Sekulow, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for spending
Lester.
Time
Thanks,
with
Savannah.
Us. We appreciate it.
I think this is where we are. Okay, so we're going into, this is the final 30 seconds of the show today. We've been live, and if you don't get our show live, we're live at noon Eastern time. I know that there's going to be news throughout the day on the Mueller report. So I think this is where we're heading to Good Friday. We got a special broadcast tomorrow. And I think that we're going to see analysis kind of leading up to that. And then we're going to see another analysis next week. You know we're going to be bringing it for you at the ACLJ. Go to ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you next time.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.